like sometimes living your destiny, battling the best of crimes, knock out the enemy. Look at you go, how do you know you'll make it home? I see your peace of mind, you seem so sure to me. Why is it clear to you when it's obscure to me?
Yay. Good morning and welcome. Truly a beautiful, gorgeous day here in Minnesota. Yes, yay. Do have a few announcements we'd like to go through before we truly get the service going. So if you would pull out the insert, there's a few things on there I want to point out to you. First of all, Reverend Pat is beginning a book study this week on the same book that the talk series will be based on, so you might want to take a look at that, and that is Thursday mornings, and the information is in your insert. And then for Memorial Weekend, we have a lot of activity going on here at the church, and I'd highly recommend that you consider starting your Memorial Weekend here Friday evening. Suzanne Giesman will be here for a workshop entitled Making the Connection. Suzanne is actually a retired U.S. Navy commander, and she has authored over 10 books. She has videos and things on her website if you want more information about her. We're going to put a link to that website on our website, but if you do a Google search for Suzanne Giesman, you will easily find her. And really consider making this part of your Memorial Weekend. But then on Saturday, you could come and join the flower and garden team as they plant flowers and plants and love up this space. Truly love up this space, getting our hands in the dirt. And then on Sunday, if there's still some plants left, you're invited to take them home on a love offering basis and love up your space at home. If you turn the insert over, you will see that the Women of Unity have started pre-registration for their retreat in the fall. It will be at Camp Courage, and there's a table set up with more information in the garden court. There's also a couple of classes beginning this week. Mike Obsatz is doing the Don't Worry, Be Happy. And we've been promoting it together with the class that he did last week. You did not have to come to that class to be at this class. So truly know that it's open to everyone who might be interested. Reverend Jeanette begins her class, The Christ in the Bible, is also available this week, and that is available for SEE credit. Following service today at 1 o'clock, we will have the town hall meeting, and that's upstairs in the big meeting room. If you have your cell phone or some other electronic device with you that might make a sound that would distract others around you, I invite you to take it out. Ooh, talk about distract. I invite you to take it out and put it on silence. And if it's a smartphone and you're on Facebook while you have it out, check in. Let your friends know where you're at this morning. There are many more opportunities to become involved in this community than what I'm able to announce here on Sunday. So I invite you to look through your bulletin, to look through our website, to give us a call at the office during the week if you have a question about something. I do want to acknowledge these flowers that are on the platform in front of me. These flowers today are in honor of Reverend Pat's 8th anniversary as the senior minister here. So let's begin with prayer. Invite everyone here in the sanctuary and those of you joining us online to join us as we come together in prayer. Sweet Spirit, we are grateful. We are filled with gratitude for this day, for Reverend Pat, for these 8 years, for the joy of what is to come as we continue to walk this journey together. And for this opportunity, for this glorious day, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Yay. Well, truly join me in applauding it. This is a glorious day. Yay. I think I'm actually starting to fall in love with Minnesota. I was waiting for this to happen. Yay. Yes, so yay, God. So let's truly join together in affirming our affirmations that are printed in your bulletin. We begin together with our mission. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision, together, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And our affirmation for this Sunday series, together, I receive a God mission that calls forth hidden and latent abilities and talents. And if our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains would please stand. These individuals arrived early. They hold sacred space. They truly call you here. We invite you to step forward to honor them by inviting them to pray with you, to celebrate with you, answered prayer, special occasions, concerns, opportunities. They're here to hold the high watch, to truly be available to you. And we are grateful for their service. Thank you. You may be seated. Our opening song today is I Am Free, I Am Unlimited. The words are in your bulletin. If you would please stand as we join together in song.
You are free. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living. We offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guest. And as we do this, we remind ourselves that we were all first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand, calling all courage. Raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest, just got seated. Yes, keep your hand up there. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you received tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church, what we're about. There's also a pink card in that packet. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, then we have a special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you, spot you, and give you a very special welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate our first-time guest. We also enjoy welcoming each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? I have lost weight, and I've lost about 25 pounds. Thank you for that. What?
On what?
The what? If you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we certainly invite you to coffee and tea following today's service. I also want to just shout out a special welcome to those that are streaming with us for the first time today. We certainly welcome you to our service. This next song, we invite you to remain seated, and it's One Power. Let's sing that together.
Speak of it with every word you say.
It's the freedom of forgiveness. It's the sweetness of release. It's the joy of inspiration. It's the sunshine on your face. It's the birthright of all nations. It's the boundlessness of space. It's the beauty of a baby, the serenity of sea. It's the anger we abandon for its love that's most deep. One power. It's just one.
Spirit, with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is life. I am a creation of God. My life is God's expression. The familiar creation story in Genesis says that God created the first human by breathing life into a lump of clay. As symbolized in that sacred story, I connect with my divine nature through my breath. Anytime I begin to pray, I take a deep breath and contemplate the power of life infilling me. As I exhale, I relax into peace. This cycle continues with every breath as I feel the energy of God moving in and through me. I affirm, I am a creation of God. My life is God in expression. I give thanks for the divine breath that gives me life, strength, and sustenance, allowing me to be a beautiful expression of God in the world. And Scripture tells us in Genesis 2:7, the Lord God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. The word for today is life.
So I truly invite you in this moment to set aside anything which might still be distracting you as we turn within even deeper into a time of meditation, a time of conscious communion with that presence and power that we call God. If you're comfortable and you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and to truly breathe into this moment as our daily word reminded us to focus your thoughts on the breath, on the ebb and flow of life moving in and through every cell in your being right now. Take an even deeper breath. And as you exhale, let go. And if at any time during this meditation you feel distracted by a sound, by a thought, by a feeling, I invite you to return your focus to the breath, to breathe into the distraction, and let go. To choose to be in the flow of this life-affirming energy, this universal flow. Be one with this universal flow moving in and through you, through each of us right now. Breathe that in. And breathe it out. We are truly one. And in this knowing our oneness, I invite you to allow these words to be your words. I celebrate today. I celebrate that I am truly free to be me. I am free to rejoice in authentically expressing as me in the world. I am free to focus on knowing that I am safe and secure, that I am divinely protected at all times and in all places. I am free to see beyond all appearances and know that the universe is always loving and supporting me. I am free to surrender to my highest good, to let go and know that God's will and mine are truly one. Sweet Spirit, as I moved into a time of silence, reveal to me that which needs to be revealed so that I can truly let God be God in and as me. In the silence. And as we come back together to this conscious moment, we send this love forward into our lives, into the lives of our dear ones, knowing the presence and power of God is doing God's work. and we are grateful. We come back together refreshed, renewed, and filled with joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
Judy, introduce the band and the pianist.
I will. We have wonderful guests. We've had them before, but let's make sure you know their names. Travis Schilling on the bass. the lovely and wonderful Jennifer Parker on piano. And of course, Peter Hennig on drums. Thanks, you guys.
And Laurie has another assignment. She'll be back next week with us, right? So I brought the Kleenex up with me. Uh-oh. You didn't need them. I needed them, okay? First of all, I want to thank you for these wonderful flowers. 8 years, I've hardly done anything for 8 years, I can assure you. But I've been in a church, this church I've been in for 8 years, it's longer than any church I've been in since I've been ordained. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? You know, I was thinking about what the number 8 means metaphysically, and I thought about it but didn't look it up. So I know that the 4 means completion. Infinity? Oh, my gosh, help me, Jesus. Infinity? So the 4 I know means completion. Another 4 means completion. And an 8 means infinity, according to Joan, our master teacher over here. And that's the truth. But I just really want to thank you for being here 8 years. And I must tell you, it doesn't feel like I'm through here yet. Does that make any sense? It doesn't feel like I'm through. I noticed that most of you applauded. The other few. The other thing I just want to acknowledge is that it's really been an honor these last 8 years to walk this journey with you. As I looked out over this face, this collective face of love here, I thought of and spotted you and thought of the times that I've christened your children, you know, and that I have... I've married some of you, and some of you still have not forgiven me, and others have. I've married many of you. I have visited you in the hospitals, the nursing homes. I have done memorial services for those that have allowed me to do so, and it's been a joy. But I feel like that I have shared some of the most intimate moments in your life. And that is one of the joys of being a minister, is that I get to be with you as you walk those challenging times in your life, and you allow me to be there with you. And I get to be with you in the joys as well, you know, those birthdays and anniversaries and all of those wonderful times, and it's just been great. I'll never forget my wonderful friend, the Reverend Dr. Richard Billings, who helped install me on the day that I was, it was an evening, it was a Sunday evening, it was a welcome, and oh my goodness, you guys rolled off the red carpet. And Reverend Billings stood here, and he said, and he pulled me to the platform, and he says, I want you to look out at this crowd. And he said, I want you to look at this as a collective face of love. He said, you will need it at times. You will need it in order to be in service. I have pulled that collective face of love into my mind's eye more than once in order to continue to step in service. It has been a joy to be here. Not that he said the same faces, because people have come and people have gone. But those that are here creates this collective face of love that I get to be with each and every Sunday morning. So I truly, truly appreciate it. It is an honor to be in service to you and with you. And my prayer is that I will have many more years here in service with you. I feel great. I feel great. And look, I don't feel God's through with me yet. God's not through with you yet either, right? Thank you, God. That wasn't the lesson, but maybe it was, okay? So I see some of you back from snowbirding. And so welcome home. Welcome home. It's always good to have you. Let's go within and let's center ourselves again as we prepare for this lesson. I invite you to go to that place within your heart and within your mind where you know and you feel God's love this morning. Feel that love as it moves in and through you. And know that you have that love within you. That love within you, if we only had love, it is present right here, right now. Within you and within me. And for that, we are truly grateful. And this morning, regardless of what we're facing in our life, regardless of what challenge that may be, we know that God is present. right in the midst of that challenge. Thank you. And we are also grateful that whatever we're facing in our life, that God is always greater than. So we open our hearts and we open our minds to that infinite, invisible presence. And we feel that presence moving through us today as life. Life. And we say together, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. We begin a new series today called The Quest for Meaning by Jim Rosmerge. And Jim, how many of you know Jim? How many of you, there's a few people out there. How many of you read any of his books? Let me encourage you to read especially this book. And Jim has written many books, including The Watcher, Living the Mystical Life Today, A Daily Guide for Spiritual Living, and I love this one, Even Mystics Have Bills to Pay. The Sacred Human, A Closer Walk with God, and The Gathering is this later book. Perhaps like you, like me, and we've all stood out there and we've often said perhaps gazing up into the stars at night or looking out on a beautiful spring day and asking the question, what is it really all about, Alfie? What is it about, Alfie? What's this life about? You know, why am I here? What am I to do? Is there really meaning in my life? Do I have meaning in my life? Does my life have meaning? What legacy do I want to leave? Perhaps, you know, some people think that, I believe it was Walt Whitman that says, you know, we are more than what's between our hat and our boots. And yet sometimes there's people out there that believe that what you see is what you get. We are this body, and we lay this body down, and we are done. I don't believe that. Do you? I love you over there. No, no. I know we don't believe that. We believe that life is eternal. That's not. We believe that life is eternal. That life has no beginning and has no end, and that we continue to live in some way. And as I teach, I don't know what it is. I don't believe it's necessarily in this bodily form. But we can know without a doubt that our loved ones that have gone before us, those loved ones are surrounded by the love and the light of God. I believe that. I hope you believe that. It's one of the reasons why I continue to stay as a minister in teaching this teaching, is that I believe that life is eternal and that we are more than what is between our hat and our boots. And I also believe that, thank goodness, life is eternal, because sometimes it seems for us that it takes an eternity for us to find our purpose and our meaning in our life. I believe that when we discover our purpose and our meaning in our life, I believe that everything shifts. Everything shifts in our life. We get up in the morning and we look at life differently. Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, co-founders of our Unity movement, they certainly knew their purpose. They knew their meaning. Their covenant, written in 1892, several years before this movement began, was this. We, Charles Fillmore and Myrtle Fillmore, husband and wife, hereby dedicate ourselves, our time, our money, all we have and all we expect to have, to the spirit of truth, and through it, to the society of silent unity. It being understood and agreed that the said spirit of truth shall render unto us an equivalent for this dedication in peace of mind, health of body, wisdom, aren't these beautiful? Wisdom, understanding, love, life, and abundant supply of all things necessary to meet every want without making any of these things the object of our existence. Listen to that. All of these things will be provided. The peace of mind, the joy, the health, these things that we want in our life without focusing on it and making it the object of our existence in the presence of the conscious mind of Christ Jesus, the seventh day of December, A.D., 1892, signed Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. They knew that they had dedicated their life to knowing God and to truth. One of the joys that I have as a minister is christening babies. And as I look around the room, I see some of the people whose children I have christened. I am blessed to see the innocence and the light. Have you noticed that in a newborn baby? Have you noticed the eyes? It is just light. And so often, you know, it's within you and within me too. Did you know that? I won't ask you to turn and stare at someone, but notice it later. The light is present, but it's especially present in a newborn baby. And I love to look at the light and the love in the faces of those people that have gathered to welcome this newborn baby into their family and into the larger human family. And I will often read from Gibran, or the prophet, on children. And there's a part in there that says, these children may come through you, but they do not belong to you. And you know, that's when I usually pause and tell the parents, but you're going to pay for the education. But they come through you, but they don't belong to you. He says, and also he goes on to say, don't try to make them like you. He also goes on to say, you know, you cannot give them your thoughts. Their thoughts dwell in the house of tomorrow. And I also, in that service, also it's really precious when we do the naming of that child. And that name is spoken aloud by the parents, and it's spoken as a prayer. And of course, I believe the name of God is that God gives all of its precious beings is child of God. You are my beloved child. Of course, the parents give a name to that child. And then as we start closing out that service, I invite the congregation or different members gathered there to stand and to share what gifts they bring to that newborn child. You would not believe some of the things that are said. I bring, and of course I will start, and I will usually say to model it, which is not always a good thing, but I will say, I bring you the gift of spiritual direction, or I bring you the gift of spiritual education. And up, people will start popping up and they'll say, I bring you the gift of hunting. I bring you the gift of babysitting, and there's a round of applause from the parents. I bring you the gift of dance. I bring you, and they bring all of these beautiful gifts to this child. And I remind them, they're gathered there, that all of these gifts are necessary for this newborn baby so that it can find its way. It can find its purpose, and you can help support that newborn baby in finding its purpose when so often it forgets. The greatest gift, my dear friends, that has been given to that newborn is the gift from Spirit. And that is truly the gift of life. The gift of life. Spirit has given the gift of life. Spirit has spoken the word, and the word has become flesh. We are here to support each other in finding and knowing our purpose. Jim Rosemergy, in his book, says that we have this unity of purpose, that we all have the same spiritual purpose. And that same spiritual purpose that we all have is the same for me as it is for you and everyone else on this path. And that spiritual purpose, my dear friends, is for us to know the divine, for us to know the presence of God, for us to experience that presence of God in our life. And so often, let me speak for myself, I can get off on a tangent sometimes and forget that that is my spiritual purpose, just to know God. Jesus reminded us of that so beautifully in his Sermon on the Mount, which has been said, if everything else was lost, but that Jesus said, the Sermon on the Mount would capture his complete teachings. And he says, Let's see, I had it marked right here. So familiar with it. He was in the sixth chapter. Jesus says, so don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. You know, got to have the latest pair of shoes or the latest, the greatest. Why be like the pagans? I don't like that. But why be like the pagans? I'd almost picked up a different edition because I didn't like that word. You know, if you go far enough, you can find exactly the way you want it to read because there's so many editions out there. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and he will give you all you need from day to day if you live for God and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. So often, we can get so focused on those things that we want to create and manifest in our life. I'm not teaching against manifestation. Don't hear it that way. Because thank goodness we have the spiritual laws here that we can manifest things in our life. We need rent. We know how to go manifest rent. We need clothes. We can manifest clothes. Whatever we need companionship. We can manifest companionship. We want peace and harmony in our life. We can create that. We want health in life. We begin to create that as well. We can do these things, and they're important. And yet the most important thing, believe it or not, is not these things in the outer world. The most important thing that we can do is to know the divine presence of God within. And as we know this presence of God within and surrender to that presence day by day, hour by hour, to know this presence, then all of these things will be provided for us. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you can go and perhaps you can. It's not been my experience. You know, my experience is to know the presence of God, to listen to that divine spirit within, and then move my feet as God directs. As one of my teachers would say, we go to God first and then to humankind as God directs. But we go to humankind as God directs. The important thing, though, is for us so often what we do is we forget that our purpose is to know God. We get so caught up in the other things. And I believe that I have fell into that trap often. We all have the same purpose, to know God. And as we know God, we learn to know ourselves. So how do you know God? You could probably teach this lesson. How do you know God? Well, Joel Goldsmith, who's influenced Jim Rosemergy tremendously, and Joel Goldsmith, one of my greatest teachers I know of, says this is how we know God. He says, God is, there is a God, never doubt it. This God is infinite in nature, eternal, universal, impersonal, impartial, and omnipresent. Don't you love that, that God has no favorites? Because I'm sure if God had had favorites, I would have been behind the door or something. But needless to say, that was a huge thing for me to learn coming into this teaching. That God has no favorites. That God is impartial. But how do we avail ourselves of that which God is? How do we bring this that we know about God into our individual experience? To illustrate, we can turn to the feel of music. The principle of music is absolute. If, however, we fail to understand its principle and the sounds produced turn into a jumble of discordant noises, we do not rail against the principle. We apply ourselves more diligently to the practicing the principle until we become proficient in its application. So it must be in our God experience. God is here, God is now, but God is available only in proportion to our realization and willingness to accept the discipline that is necessary for the obtainment that of that mind which was also in Christ Jesus. God is everywhere present, right? Right. But what if we're not aware of it? God, then God's not present to us until we become aware of it. It will do us no good to sit back and plead, "Oh God." There was a movie about that, I think. "Oh God, when are you going to act in my life?" Let us rather realize God is good. God's part is done. Take a breath on that one, as my friend Shirley would say. God's part is done. We are made in the image and the likeness of God. Thank you, God, that this principle is and has been available throughout all time. Now show me what I must do in order to avail myself of this principle, this love, this life. And when we have reached that state of readiness, we have begun traveling the road which leads to spiritual consciousness. So he says, Joel Goldsmith says in his book, Practicing the Presence, he says, spiritual consciousness is obtained through the activity of truth in consciousness. What is truth in consciousness? Truth in consciousness is what you are doing right now. You are receiving words of truth. Truth in consciousness is what you do in your daily life. Reading affirmations, reading meditation, contemplation. These we are putting into our consciousness, these readings of the divine, holy, sacred scriptures, goes into our consciousness. He says the second thing we do, and more important step, is to be able to receive truth from within, to be receptive and responsive to the truth that wells up within us. So he says the first thing we do is we put activity of truth in our consciousness. And we do that through reading. We do that through prayer. And then he says the second thing we have to be able to do is to recognize that truth as it comes from within us. As it comes from within us. And then we have to have the courage to step out and act on that truth. That's your truth. When it comes through your consciousness, through prayer, through meditation. I believe both are equally as important. If we have put these things, these activity of truth, into our consciousness, then guess what? It's better for me to know when something comes from within. It's great for me to know that, okay, if Spirit says, go do something, thank God for these truths that I have taught and that I have read, that I know how to go and do it and to manifest it in my life. These are the spiritual laws that we teach, the laws that work for saint and sinner alike. These are the laws. All these principles we teach will work for atheists as well. The difference, my friends, is that we have a personal relationship with the divine, that our purpose is to know God. He says a part of this second step, which leads to a state of consciousness where we are receptive and responsive to the still small voice, cannot be taken. However, unless the first step has been mastered, that is knowing the letter of truth, knowing these truth principles that we teach. It is so important, my friends, that we work these principles, and yet the most important thing we can do is to know God. So let's recap this lesson. I've talked about a lot of different things this morning, right? First of all, we are given the gift of life by God. That's the gift. That's why we applaud the day. That's why we applaud life, that we're stepping into it one more time and we have it fully to live. We, my dear friends, God's gift to us is life. And how we use this precious, precious life is our gift to the divine. That. And we have a choice, the power of choice. That's a spiritual principle on how we're going to use it. Our purpose, my purpose, your purpose, the purpose of everyone, I believe, on this planet, the number one purpose is to know God. And I believe that as we know the divine within, all will be provided for us. And what will truly be provided for us through this knowing of the divine is that we will be given a mission. And that is what is different for each and every one of us. I'm clear as a bell what my mission is. My mission is clearly to teach and preach universal truth principles so that I may grow spiritually and assist others. I don't know your mission, but studies have shown that people with purpose and people with mission live longer. Yay, God! Right here in Minnesota, there's a university down in Rochester, did a study and showed that people with mission. So when we retire, we're not retired. We're refocused. We are refocused. And we still have a mission. We have a purpose, number one. And we still have a mission, number two, that's given by the Spirit of God within. We don't retire. Stop it. Don't even use that word anymore. We are refocused. Yet, I've been asked before when I'm going to retire, and someone says, you're not going to retire. You do what you do anyway, same thing you're doing every day. You'd still get up and do it. The difference is you wouldn't be paid for it. I thought, gosh, that is so true. And listen, could you do what you would do for free if you could? Could you do, that's a good question. Then if you're not, then maybe you're not on your mission. Okay, number three, out of this purpose comes mission. We talked about that. And when this mission comes, and we're going to discover this as we go through this book, when this mission comes, then all the talents, all the abilities needed to fulfill this mission will be given to you. And given to you fully. As someone has said, God does not call the qualified, but God qualifies the called. When you are called, my friends, you know your purpose, you know your mission, then everything you need will be given to fulfill that mission. So how you doing?
Great.
I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of God within you, and I'm so glad we've got something in common. That's our purpose, and so it is. Amen.
You know, since we took the time to introduce the band, I want to add, this is our second service. So I have the pleasure of hearing Reverend Pat's lesson twice. And I just sat there and watched Reverend's lesson. I'm getting a little wispy. This woman is an artist. She doesn't know I'm talking about her yet. This is Lisa Harper. Major blush. Beautiful. We are so grateful for her.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face. Show the world all the love in your heart. The people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes, you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with the work. Nothing to do.
tears are just a lullaby. If there's any answer, maybe love will end the sadness, maybe not. Oh, but we can only try. Oh, you got to get up every morning with a smile on your face. Show the world all the love in your heart. Then people are gonna treat you better.
Her here, are we not? Absolutely. Let's invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings, and we invite you to make a financial gift to Unity Christ Church, especially if you've been spiritually fed today in any way through the lesson, the meditation, the music. Those of you that are streaming with us, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. Let's take your gift in your hand. If you're giving it together, bless it together. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing and then ask you to affirm it with me. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. These gifts and we bless these offerings. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. I want to call your attention to a couple of things. First of all, this Friday evening, Susan Giesman will be with us, and I know that was in our earlier announcements. She is really, her reputation precedes her. She's been presented in many, many Unity churches, and we're really blessed to have her here. So Friday evening, I want to call your attention to that. And then I also want to call your attention that today at following the 11:30 service, I don't remember if it's 1 or 1:30, it's in your bulletin, but we have our town hall meeting today. And especially the membership, we really invite you to come to this meeting. And there's a lot of new things that we want to share with you and some things that are happening, all as well. And we still want to share with some wonderful things with you. And then next week, Reverend Patty, Memorial Day weekend, will be teaching. You don't want to miss this lesson. It's a call within a call. So come and be a part of that next week. I think we have children out there, Nick, and let's stand and let's bring them in.
One of the most moving, important parts of our Sunday morning service. I agree, and I'm excited to announce that we are going to be hiring a part-time person to enhance the music program for our young people upstairs. Job descriptions out front. If I always feel like saying you don't have to have Lori Dockin or Jennifer Parker-like skills, but if you'd love to make music a more wonderful, moving part of the youth experience, check out the job description, send in your resume, and we're excited to have you join our team. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's appreciate these adult volunteers. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is.
And all is well.
Peace that was meant to be. Good God.
Thank you. Thanks, Zach.